Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey coaches, welcome, welcome, welcome. Again, I'm not in the studio driving to school, but I thought a great topic or something to talk about as I'm sitting here at 6:30 a.m. driving into school, thinking about my next opponent, thinking about the stressors, thinking about why I don't have a voice, thinking about why I think I have a cold for 4 months during basketball season. Just because I get run down, and I don't know if it's allergies, I don't know if it's the cold, I don't know if it's Wisconsin winters, but I'm wondering what your thought is as far as nutrition and health and, you know, taking care of yourself. You know, I think it's gotten a little bit easier as my kids are now out of the house and I'm an empty nester and I'm not running to tournaments every weekend, but you can hear it in my voice. You can hear it in my, you know, perpetual cold that I am not yelling at my players. That's not why my voice is this way. But have that drainage. Have the cold. Have the sinuses. Have the, oh my goodness, am I gonna stay this way or am I going to be healthy? And what I can do. You know, I talk to my players all the time about eating better and nutrition and sleep, and then I don't, you know, do as I say, not as I do. So I'm wondering what all of you do as far as exercise, as far as health, as far as taking care of yourself. And I'm thinking of starting a group, maybe, of just coaches trying to eat better and stay healthy and exercise, and let us not keel over on the sideline kind of mentality. Maybe doing that inside of Teach Hoops or full season access. But anyway, that is my thought at this point. And, I'm pretty excited about thinking about that. Let me know what you think. Hit me up in the comments. Hit me up below. And talk to you soon. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.